When counseling someone with a debt problem, I usually have to explain to them that the easy way is often the worst way. Consider the individual with several maxed out credit cards. Of course they want to get them paid off. So they look at their 401k account and they notice there's enough money in there to pay off all these credit cards. So they tell themselves that they can save all that money that they were paying to the credit card company and pay it back to the 401k. And if they ask my opinion, my answer is usually no. Their words are saying one thing, but their actions have been delivering a very different message. With their words, they say that they hate debt, they want a fresh start, and they promise to be a disciplined saver. But with their actions, they're saying that they love debt. After all, they've obtained all of it they could get. They want an easy way out, and they have never saved any money in their lives, which is why they've got so much debt. Money woes often have little to do with math. Forget high interest rates and what makes the most mathematical sense. Look in the mirror and say to yourself, the problem is not math. The problem is me. Here are several things that can or will happen if you use your retirement account money to pay off your credit cards. The first is taxes. If you take money from an IRA, a 401k, or other similar retirement plan, you'll owe income tax on that money. For the average person, that could end up being 15 to 20% of every dollar that you pull out. But the second thing that can happen is penalties. In addition to the income taxes, if you are under 59 and a half years old, you're going to owe a 10% penalty on top of the taxes that you've already paid. So now you're up to 25 or 30% more in taxes and penalties. Are your credit card interest rates really that high? And the third, which is perhaps the most problematic, is reload. The worst thing likely to happen is that you'll go right back out and reload those credit cards and max out the limits again. And if you do, you'll be right back where you are now, minus a bunch of money from your retirement accounts. That's because you've done nothing to change the most determinative part of this whole equation, your habits. If you want to change your financial life, you're going to have to change your financial habits. If any of this is sounding familiar, here's what I suggest. Do the hard thing rather than the easy thing. That way the results will be easy to live with as opposed to hard to live with. The hard thing would be paying off the credit cards before doing anything else. If you're making contributions to a retirement plan or saving money elsewhere, you can redirect those savings deposits into paying off your debts. This could take several years to pay off the debt, so it certainly is not a quick fix. But once you've actually gone through the hard process of paying off your credit cards, something very important will be different. You'll be different. Your habits will have changed, and you'll have the experience of doing the right thing financially over a long period of time. Then you can look in the mirror and say to yourself, the solution was not the math, the solution was me. So be your solution. Skip easy, do the hard thing. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.